Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
This deep dive is really for you parents, teachers, wanting the essential background on the stories students are engaging with today.
Exactly. We're here to pull out the key points, the core knowledge, and maybe spark some ideas for your own conversations.
We're starting today in Uganda. There's this, well, incredible conservation success story happening.
We're talking about mountain gorillas. Their numbers were critically low, but now they've rebounded to over 1,000. A lot of that is thanks to work in the Bwindi Impenetrable National Park.
And the interesting angle here is the economics, right?
Right. It's built around this sustainable model. Tourists pay a pretty hefty fee, around $800, for a permit to see the gorillas.
Wow. $800.
Yeah, and that's significant revenue.
Yeah.
It gets funneled directly back into the local communities, you know, for things like healthcare, getting clean water.
And this is where it gets really interesting. Former poachers are involved.
That's the powerful twist. A group of about 128 former poachers, they saw the light, so to speak. They realized conservation brings in steady, significant income, more than poaching ever did.
So they switched sides.
Completely. They're now employed as gorilla protectors. It really makes you think, doesn't it?
It does. Like, how powerful can economics be in conservation?
Yeah.
Can it truly outweigh exploitation?
And what prompts such a fundamental shift in someone's life and work, that's a great discussion starter right there.
Okay, moving from conservation to human achievement on a global scale. Mm-hmm. The Nobel Prizes.
Ah, yes, the Nobels, established way back in 1896 by Alfred Nobel, still recognizing people who've given the, quote, greatest benefit to humankind across six fields.
And this year's winners cover a lot of ground.
They really do. You have recognition for Maria Corina Machado, who's leading the pro-democracy movement in Venezuela, and then in science. Some really mind-bending stuff.
Like the quantum tunneling research.
Exactly. Large-scale quantum tunneling.
Okay, maybe let's unpack that just a tiny bit. Quantum tunneling. It's like a particle passing through a wall it shouldn't be able to, according to regular physics anyway.
That's a good way to put it. It defies classical physics. Understanding that phenomenon better is a major step.
And there was more in science, too.
Oh, yeah. Other scientists developed these things called metal organic frameworks. Think of them as like super advanced sponges.
Sponges.
Well, highly porous structures that can actually pull water vapor and even carbon dioxide right out of the air. Really groundbreaking stuff.
That's incredible. And all the winners get the diploma, the gold medal, and quite a bit of cash.
Yep. 11 million Swedish krona. It raises a good question for discussion. Which areas, science, literature, peace, economics, do you think most deserve that kind of global spotlight? Why?
Interesting question. Now, let's shift focus inward to the science of our own emotions, specifically anger.
Right. Research is increasingly backing up that old idea, you know, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die, or as the source puts it, you are the one who gets burned.
So chronic anger is physically bad for us.
It really is. Psychologists say, look, anger happens. It's unavoidable sometimes, maybe when a boundary is crossed, but it needs to be handled constructively.
Not destructively.
Precisely, because studies show ongoing unchecked anger actually constricts your blood vessels. Over time, this causes low-level chronic injury internally.
Which leads to?
It significantly increases the risk of heart disease. The physical link is clear.
So what's the advice? How do we manage it?
Well, researchers point to constructive outlets. Things like exercise, yoga, maybe cognitive behavioral therapy, even just deep breathing techniques, things to process the emotion without letting it fester.
It really underlines that mind-body connection, doesn't it?
Absolutely. A good point to explore is, what are those healthy ways to deal with strong emotions? And how do our feelings physically affect our bodies?
Okay, from the internal landscape to a very external one. A rare natural event in Chile.
Yes, the Atacama Desert. Famously one of the driest places on Earth.
And right now?
It's blooming, covered in this incredible carpet of purple, pink, and yellow flowers. It's a rare, large-scale bloom.
What caused it? It doesn't rain there much, does it?
Hardly ever. The average is something tiny, like 0.08 inches a year. But recently, they had several downpours that brought 2.3 inches.
Wow, that's a massive difference.
Huge! And that sudden moisture woke up all these dormant seeds. Seeds from about 200 different types of flowering plants that were just waiting in the soil.
Just waiting for the rain. Amazing. And they've protected the area now.
They have. Chile's president, Gabriel Boric, designated it as the Desert Bloom National Park. People can see it until early November, usually.
It's a perfect example of adaptation, isn't it? How can seas possibly survive for years, maybe decades, in such extreme dryness?
Exactly. It speaks volumes about resilience in nature. You could also ask, what other rare natural phenomena would you most want to witness?
Good question. Okay, finally, let's turn to global affairs. There's been a significant development in the Middle East context.
Yes, relating to the ongoing situation, the Palestinian group Hamas released its remaining 20 hostages from that attack in October 2023.
And this happened alongside another release.
It did. It coincided with Israel releasing over 1,900 Palestinian prisoners. This reinforces the recent ceasefire agreement.
There's some optimism, but it sounds cautious.
Very cautious. While President Trump referred to it as potentially a historic dawn of a new Middle East, the sources are clear. Huge uncertainties remain, especially about the future of Gaza.
What are the main challenges?
The big ones are, well, disarming Hamas and figuring out a stable, long-term governing body for Gaza. Rebuilding after so much devastation is an immense task.
So for discussion, maybe focus on what makes peace last.
I think so. Beyond just a temporary truce, what elements are essential for any peace agreement to actually hold? Things like disarmament, governance, security. They're always key components, aren't they?
Definitely points worth considering. Let's wrap up with our quote of the day, focusing on personal achievement.
This one comes from Catherine Sullivan. She was the first American woman to walk in space back in 1984 and later headed NOAA.
And her quote is about success.
Yes. She said success hinges on three connected things: ambition and talent and persistence.
Ambition, talent, and persistence. A powerful trio.
It really sums up a lot of journeys, doesn't it?
It does. So here's a final thought for you. If you had to pick just two of those, ambition, talent, or persistence, which two would be most crucial for achieving a major personal goal, and why those two?
That's a tough choice. Okay, that covers the key summaries and potential discussion points from today's material. We really hope this deep dive helps you prepare for those important conversations.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.